Trevor, can I tell you a story?
Yes.
There's a rat.
Yeah.
His name is Steven.
Yeah.
He spends his life, you know, just alone. He doesn't. Mm-hmm. He has no friends or family.
That's sad.
He's a rat, you know? Yeah. You just get to a certain age, you leave your mother behind, you live your life.
Yeah.
He eats trash.
For the Apostle Paul once said that when I was a child, I lived like a child, but when I became an adult, I threw off those childish things. Go on.
He hides from subway trains.
Yeah.
He avoids people.
Mm-hmm.
He randomly tries to skirt poison pellets and traps.
Mm-hmm.
This is the life of a rat.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody knows about Steven. Nobody mm-hmm. cares about Steven.
No.
That's it. It's a little story.
Also, there's going to be some swearing on this podcast.
We're going to swear in this one, so if you don't like that, don't listen to it.
Yeah.
Are you stuck on Band-Aid Brand? Because Band-Aid stuck on me. Are you stuck on Band-Aid Brand? Because germ don't stick on me. What's at home on site, no matter what. Or fingers, toes, and knees. Oh.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Books Are Boring podcast, episode 76, featuring your favorite hosts, Trevor Pullman and David Sternberg.
That's us. 76 trombones led the big parade. Am I right, ladies and gentlemen of the jury?
When you said you were going to bring that up later.
Yeah, and I brought it up right away. 76 trombones led the big parade.
As soon as I stopped speaking, that's when you brought it up. So, generally speaking, Trevor,
yes.
You know this.
I know everything.
I don't need to tell you this.
Yeah.
Generally speaking, on the Books Are Boring podcast, what we do is we have a little theme
mm-hmm.
or a little story or
yeah.
a little kind of gimmick that we use to get you guys through
yeah.
the next half hour you're going to spend with
yeah.
us. Today, that's not the case.
That's not the case. Oh, I did pitch one theme idea for you,
mm-hmm.
and that was like we create a world where it's like Game of Thrones,
yeah, yeah.
and I become like a Hodor, but I only see Trevor like over and over again.
You did pitch that.
Yeah.
You are technically correct when you
yeah.
say you pitched an idea for today's episode.
Yeah.
And then when you describe what your idea is, it's all technically correct.
Mm-hmm.
I said Trevor. No to that. I said no to that.
Trevor.
I said no to that.
Trevor.
Okay, I'll
see, that's the kind of what it would be like.
I can stump them, listeners.
Yeah.
Don't worry, I'll get them. Hey, Trevor.
Hey, what's up?
Nailed it.
Got him. You're so good at this.
All right, now. So here comes everyone's most favorite time of the podcast, where I, David Stoneberg,
yes.
Zip up my fly, which I forgot to do in the bathroom. So here we go.
Every
Let's
day.
Take a look.
Yeah.
Trevor, confirm?
Yep.
Looks wide open,
great.
Right?
Yeah, fly wide open.
Wide open.
Wide open.
Describe me.
He looks like a perv.
It's perfect. So,
we've been recording still. We've been recording the Tonightman. We just did an episode of Tonightman with Trevor Tonightman, starring Trevor Tonightman.
This is going to come out like
tomorrow,
very soon.
In the next like 2 hours.
So everyone's going to know about this.
Yeah.
Oh my God. It's so quick. The translation of like real world facts into people knowing about
it. Oh, we could talk about current events, even though none of us know about current events.
Yeah. We have no like internet thing open that we can look up like what's going on.
But you guys would be blown away if I like, oh, say were to say like Trump just said something stupid, and you'd be like, what, he did just say something stupid?
Oh my God, the Supreme Court just dealt with something again.
What? How did they do that?
Always dealing with something in that court. Oh my God, the Senate just sat down? What?
What?
What? What a crazy day in recent events.
Yeah.
So anyway, guys, so what you're listening to today is basically the end of a hard day's work, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to give you a bit of a shorter than usual episode.
Yeah. You had a longer day than I did, I feel.
Yeah, this is punctuating a day of recording for me. I've been out and about recording podcasts and videos and mm-hmm. podcasts, and here we are.
Yeah.
Recording another one.
Busy boy David, they call him.
They've never called me that until today.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. But they used to call you David Favid. Faux Favid.
Go on.
No, I don't.
They used to call me David Favid Vobavid.
Yeah,
the Strangler Fofanum.
Yeah, the Strangler. The Toronto Strangler.
The Toronto Strangler Fanana Fana Bob Favid.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys know this, but we record in Toronto. Keep that in your
mutt. Put that in your craw.
Put that in your craw.
Can you put some? What's a craw? That's your throat?
No? It's a type of fish, kind of like a small lobster.
Well, then it's not a fish, dude. I'd call it a crustacean. It's type of fish like a small lobster.
Lobsters are fish.
So are llamas, right?
Yeah.
So we're like drowning.
Are you saying lobster llamas. And like Lobsters are a type of shellfish, right?
I just want to make sure that we're talking about the same thing.
Yeah.
Lobsters.
Yeah,
lobsters. L-L-A-W-B-S-T-E-R-S. Lobsters. Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Relative of the llama.
You know what drives me crazy is when people
I do. I know what drives you crazy. I'll tell you because you know, it's what drives Trevor crazy is real simple. Is when somebody comes at you with two carrots, one in each hand, and they're like, hey, look at my orange dicks.
That's actually my favorite thing on the planet. You know that's my favorite thing. He's just trolling you. If you walk up to me with two carrots and say, these are my orange dicks, I'm going to laugh so hard. And I really would like it if everybody would do it. Hashtag, these are my two orange dicks.
Hashtag, I am Trevor's family or friend. We'd like to keep that one going. We're not done with it.
We're not done with that.
Hashtag,
chat.
If you are, if this applies to you, hop on social media and make a post with the hashtag. Hashtag, I am Trevor's family or friend.
Yeah.
We're trying to get it. We're basically using this as a census.
Yeah.
So please help us out.
Please help us out. Dial 3 on your phone. Star 3.
For instant service.
For instant service. So we've had a long day, and that's why it's a little bit of a rambly one. I had the same Uber driver twice today.
Oh, that's always fun. Do you feel embarrassed?
No, it was
great. Did you go to, like, prideful places, like, where you're, like, real proud of
just
yourself?
The LCBO. He picked me up there after he dropped me off. I was like, hey, long time no see, buddy.
Oh, dude, I feel like Uber drivers, to try to avoid that thing, because they must be much more aware of it.
Yeah.
Like, if they're driving someone from a place to a destination where they're just going to pick something up and go home.
Yeah.
They must know that as soon as they drop you off, that they must fucking fly.
He just hung out in the parking lot.
He knew.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, might as well stick around. I'm going to get this guy on the way back.
Yeah.
Some people who probably want to avoid the awkwardness.
Yeah.
Probably as soon as they drop you off, just fucking peel out to like not be picked up, to not be caught by you again.
Yeah, exactly. Well, because we like, one of the things we do in Tonightment is we ask people what kind of beer they like, and then we buy them that type of beer for the episode. And then
we're letting you guys in on the process here.
Yeah, and then I was like, oh, I need to get them beer. So I was like, I'm running out of time. And I just called an Uber there, called an Uber back. And that's the story of my life.
Man, that was an uneventful story,
Trevor. You want to hear an uneventful story?
No, this is why I criticized you for telling one. It's still an eventful story for once.
Yeah.
You and I know the same story that we could tell right now, so why don't we just tell the classic story. Trevor and Dave story that we tell all the time.
We tell it to our friends, we tell it to our loved ones, we tell it to our enemies.
Why don't I get it started?
Yeah.
So, there's this planet called Alderaan, right?
Yeah. And then a Star War happens.
Bud, blow it up!
And then it's all good.
No, this one's bad.
No, near the end it was good, I think.
Yeah, but I mean, first they blow up Alderaan.
Yeah.
Bad.
Yeah.
And they fight back.
War's not good.
So they fix
War
it.
War's bad.
So they, Dark of Aber, they get him. So you may notice that we don't have any ideas or talent. And that's affecting the quality of the recording you're listening to.
Well, the only reason they would be like, oh, these guys don't have any talent, is just if this is the first time they're listening to it.
Oh, shit. I never thought about that. We're doing... Okay, so it's the end of the day.
Yeah.
We're releasing the episode. Oh, my God.
We're hitting our microphones with our faces.
Of my thumb and you know it.
I thought it was your face.
We had a long day, both of us.
Yeah.
We put together some creative content, and then we realize, oh, no, we are beholden to the massive audience is the Books Are Boring podcast audience.
All 12 of you are like, where is it?
Yeah, Chad and his fake accounts are all like...
Where is it?
Where is it? I want to know where Trevor is.
Yeah.
Geographically right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you can tell. After a podcast, just look at the file. Trevor probably would have checked in on social media. And so Chad can always tell when a podcast comes out where his brother Trevor is. So what I was suggesting is that Chad is our only listener. But you've made a good point that potentially a new listener might come our way.
Yeah.
Right on this sort of what you might call a hiatus or a sort of impromptu or a sort of, we're not eating meat this Friday. We're only eating fish kind of episode, right?
Yeah.
It's not really fun or good or, worth your time.
Yeah, exactly.
You're here.
Yeah.
You're here with us.
Yeah.
And that's sad.
We're here. You're here. We're here. We're going to walk around saying we're all here together. We're going to go down to the shops and we're going to hold up signs.
Let's say we're all here together.
We're all here together.
What's your message? We're all here together.
We're all here together. We're in this together. We're in this to win it.
We're in this together? We're equal? Well, no.
Yeah. the smug faces I'm pulling right now when I look at you, are you appreciating this? Because the listeners can't appreciate it.
I look at the computer screen. I don't look at you.
Okay, because it's pretty good. I'm pulling some pretty good I'm better than you faces. This is a bad episode.
I know. Yeah. But we have to get past that because this is all we're giving them.
That's true, yeah.
We're not going to like listen back to this and go, like, that's not good, let's try again.
Yeah.
We're going to pumping this out.
Yeah, we're putting this out in 2 hours. Yeah.
Exactly. So it's more of a like, you know, put Band-Aids on it to make it as good as we can.
Yeah.
But also, we've talked about that too, is like we want this to be low editing, right? Because this is just basically off the assembly line into the public.
Yeah.
So you guys can listen to it right away.
Yeah.
So basically all of our mistakes that usually get filtered out through the editing process are going to be little tasty treats for your ears to choke on.
Also, speaking of Band-Aids, do you remember when, I'm a little older than you, so you may not remember, but it used to be the theme song was, I am stuck on Band-Aid because it stays stuck on me. Do you remember that? And then eventually it became, I am stuck on Band-Aid brand because it stays stuck on me. When they added the brand
difference, I don't,
when they added their brand, I was like so thrown off.
You just like, you like, just like, sort of like woke like, up to the matrix of capitalism. It's like, wait, the what brand? This has all been about money this whole time?
This whole time?
You've been indoctrinated. I don't know of any other bandages.
Then I walked outside and I smashed glasses.
All right, so Trevor.
Yes.
I brought with me a game.
Yeah.
Because we're only doing about a 15-20 minute episode, like a short little
easy little guy.
Just like you guys remember that we're still here, still making our podcast, but we don't have to commit all the time while we're making something else for you to enjoy. Mm-hmm. A lovely season of Tonight Men, season 3. It's going to be great. But I brought a game to make this quick little episode of the Books Are Boring podcast a little more fun than it might have otherwise been.
I didn't know you brought a game.
I brought a game with me.
Nobody told me that.
I don't tell you things because I'm worried you'll get really upset.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I'm worried you'll fly off the handle.
Yeah.
If I mention something.
Yeah.
You remember that time that, you know, my mom got that promotion?
No.
Right, I didn't tell you.
Yeah.
I was worried you'd fly off the handle.
I would, because she does not deserve it.
No.
No.
So I brought a game.
Oh, you brought a game.
I brought a game because we're playing games this week. So basically, this is a little bit of an I Spy game in the room that we're in right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so are you ready? Yes. This will probably come natural. I don't think I even
I spy something that's yellow.
No, stop. Okay. I am that one.
Oh,
that's
sorry.
My role.
My bad.
If you do that again, Trevor, so fucking help me, I'm going to come over to your side of the recording booth.
And it's my bedroom.
So, here's the game.
Okay.
Like I said, it's a little bit of a
whodunit.
I spy.
Oh, I spy.
Right. So, I'm going to spy something in the room that we are in right now, listeners. Yeah. You can't see this, but this is going to give you some visual context when I do the I spy game.
All right.
All right. Ready, Trevor?
I'm ready.
So, you got to keep these ones vague so he doesn't know exactly what you're looking at because the room's
small. Though. Yeah.
There's not a lot of distinguishing features, so I got to be subtle.
Got to be subtle like the muddle that he is.
Mm-hmm. I spy with my little eye a penis that didn't get, the fly wasn't closed, so the penis is exposed, so you can see it.
That would be Dave's penis.
Oh, fuck! How'd you do that?
I'm just really good at things.
Okay, you're really good at I spy.
Really good at sports.
You know what? You're pretty good at sports. Why don't you play around?
Okay, I spy something that's yellow.
Okay, let me look around here. Let me see. Yellow, he says.
Yeah.
Yellow.
It was my
cowardice. Yeah, I couldn't see anything yellow. Literally, like, you've done a really good job at, like, crumbing this place out, so there is no yellow at all.
There's actually that missing coffee cup sign right behind you.
These are not good jokes. As soon as you break what I have created for the listener, these are...
So you're saying now, tell me if I'm wrong, but you're saying we're creating kind of like an imagination land for our listeners.
Yeah.
So they can like enjoy their time listening to us.
Yeah.
And what I'm doing is I'm speaking to you in this actual room we're in as if it's just a conversation between two tired people who have been working all day.
Yes, you are unsuspending their disbelief.
Yes, I'm ruining...
Letting their disbelief go back to class.
Yeah, I'm ruining their day, is what you're saying.
Is it this pile of mustard?
It was that pile of mustard. You saw that?
Yeah, dude, it's on my pants.
Mm.
You reached over with that bottle of French's.
Just poured it all over your pants. You know how I hate French's. I think that was like episode 1.
It's true. And then you said, I suppose my last one's yellow. Like, probably the mustard, huh?
Yeah, probably. You got anything else? You got anything else in the tank?
Let's see how much beer I got left. That's how many jokes I got left. I would say about half. Yeah, I got a couple other things I'd like to say. Because this is going out to our, like, our diehard listeners.
Yeah.
Right? The new listeners have tuned out at about 1 minute and 49 seconds. Right?
Yeah.
So, we're here really deep at 9 minutes.
Yeah.
And...
That's how much we're assuming we'll cut out by this point.
It's just a safe guess.
Yeah.
More than half, right?
Yeah.
So, we're here at 9 minutes.
Yeah.
And we... I don't remember where my train of thought was going. But... I have many more things to say in this episode before we're done.
Okay, yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And I need you with me on this.
I'm with you like
mustard on pants.
Like mustard on pants.
So, Trevor.
Yes, I'm in.
Apologies?
Apologies.
I would love to get out of here, yeah.
Yeah.
So, guys, I'm sorry, obviously, like we've done a million times. I'm sorry for this episode.
Not me. I think it's the greatest.
Like you said a million times.
It's the greatest episode of all time. Oh, here's a quick story. And then we'll get back into apologies.
Of course.
Me and Cody, my roommate, we both bought those, you know, those like game stores, you can buy like the mystery boxes and they have like something from a TV show, but you don't know what character it is.
Yeah.
I got Pickle Rick.
Yeah, I saw that. And I saw another Rick and Morty in here.
Yeah. Cody got Combropolis Michael.
Right. That's awesome.
And he's only seen 2 episodes of Rick and Morty, so he's like, this is a stupid character, and I've been trying to express to him how great it is, but it's not, and he's not impressed, but I got Pickle Rick. Anyways, apologies. I'd like to apologize for that story. It's not good.
That was a very long apology, man. He told the story just so you could apologize about it.
Yeah.
Combropolis Michael is a great character
in Rick and Morty. Yeah.
And 70 episodes is a bit much.
Yeah.
I'd like to apologize.
I still don't believe that that's a real thing.
Yeah. What the fuck is that?
Yeah.
So I'd like to apologize for something different. Not just the quality of the episode, bad. Not just our commitment, which is low. Abysmal.
Yeah, we're awful.
I'd like to apologize for, you know, people who are who try to pass you on the street, you know, because you're just walking in a normal human space.
Yeah.
And then when they finally when they get a chance to go, when they go past you. It's like there's no speed limit.
Are you apologizing to them, or you would like them to apologize to you?
I'm apologizing to them for walking slowly on the sidewalk.
Cool.
Dude, what is this?
I don't know. Are you okay? So I was walking with
a story.
It's related to what you said,
but that doesn't matter. We're in apologies. This is the second story.
During apologies. Yeah, it's fine.
All right.
I was walking with a friend of the show, Tamlin, one time.
Hey, Tamlin.
Hey. And
hey, Chad.
She's not listening.
Hey, Chad.
Hey, Chad. So we're walking down the street, and this guy, like, tried to walk beside us, and then, like, awkwardly, like, walked sideways and, like, awkwardly tried to jump around this plant that we were walking around. And she's like, he could have just said, excuse me. And I was like, nah, I wouldn't have.
I wouldn't have.
I would have just did what he did.
I was about to say, like, why are you bringing this guy up?
Yeah.
Why are you focusing? Why are you highlighting this guy?
Yeah, it's not his fine. Fault.
You were in his way.
Yeah,
what's he supposed to do?
Didn't want to speak to another human.
And I don't either. And
yeah.
Here I fucking am.
Yeah.
At dick o'clock here in Fucksville.
Oh, the people, you know, all the fucks down in Fucksville liked fucking a lot.
But the
Grinch who lived just over
but the prude up in Prude Mountain did not.
All right, everybody.
That's it.
That's it.
That's all we got for you.
Enjoy your Wednesday.
Yes. And seriously, we apologize in every episode. Literally. We've done 76 episodes and we've apologized in every single one of them. And this is the only one I've meant.
Yeah, we're really sorry. We're tired. And that's not true. It wasn't until like the 4th episode that we started doing apologies. So I don't apologize for David's misinformation. We're so awful at this.
I'm going to fucking go into your fucking passwords and shit, and I'm deleting the first 4 episodes.
The death glare that I'm getting right now.
Dude, this is not a death glare. You're going to live with your handicap for a very long time.
Oh, no.
What does it feel like to have no skin on your balls? Because that's common.
Do you mean like the scrotum, like I'm losing my scrotum? Or like you're surgically like going in and removing like the membrane around my testicles?
No, I would have said your testicle membrane if that's what I meant.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I wasn't sure if you were smart.
I'm not, but I'm good at communicating my intentions.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
You know, not necessarily facts.
Yeah.
But how I feel about things. Yeah. You know what I mean?
No, that makes sense.
So anyway, guys, that's the episode for today. Next week will probably be normal.
No.
All right. So in the next few weeks, anticipate a normal episode. We're not done. We're just busy boys.
We're busy boys.
So you'll get a slightly longer episode in the next week or so.
Yeah, yeah, we'll make it up to you. We'll buy you a Doritos.
Well, something. maybe we'll make them an extra long episode. What do you think?
Yeah,
what
sure.
You think? So guys, hop on Books You're Boring on Instagram. We've got a Gmail address. What's that one?
BooksYou'reBoringFilm@gmail.com. It's when we wanted to be a film company.
Right. Check that YouTube, whatever, wherever you end up for Books Are Boring, throw us a comment and let us know any sort of story you want us to tell, any topic you want us to investigate, and we will do so in an upcoming, potentially extra long episode for you in reparations for this somewhat short episode.
And maybe the butler did it. That's our new catchphrase.
Stop it. Okay. And we will do that for you guys because you're our good fans and we appreciate making content for you. Trevor, do you have anything else to say that might ruin it?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Have a wonderful week.
Thank you.
Not you, the listener.
No, fuck you. 76 from home,
work, 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 Sky Moon.